Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway.
The late, great Tom Petty, bring this back. Still hard to say that. 23 after the hour, thanks for hanging. No, I'm sorry, 17 till the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I admit it. You think after 21 years I'd be able to do that, wouldn't you, folks? If you can't laugh at yourself, folks, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life. And I give a clinic on that every day, just about. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Dr. Eric is here. He's one of the cybersecurity experts on one of the top guys on the planet. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things that are going on. In the previous segment, Eric, we talked about, you gave us a great report on the Tribune newspapers, a dozen or so, 8 or 10 or 12 newspapers around the country that were hit by a cybersecurity attack that manifested as ransomware, and the estimates are that they may have asked for a total of around $100,000 to get those to vacate the premises, so to speak, the digital premises of these newspapers. And so far, if people pay the ransom, do the bad guys get out and stay out? What's been the experience, Eric?
The unfortunate experience has been, like, if you go to any store, if you go to a store and purchase a product from that store, you get put on a frequent customer list, and then they target you for future sales. So what people don't realize is, yes, sometimes from a business perspective, it makes economic sense to pay the ransom, but then you're going to get on that special list where they're going to keep hitting you. What I usually tell folks is, if you need to pay the ransom to get back in business, okay, but you better fix the problem and fix the vulnerability.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to be like the mafia in New York City.
Because there's a neon sign. There's a neon sign on your forehead right now after that comes out. All right, so think about now, folks, we're going to break this down for you. Think about this. And Eric, is you've done this with us on the show. Other, I've been talking about this for years. I've been reminding people that the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, are coming down market. And cyber and ransomware is a ka-ching model for them. I mean, this is money in their hands within minutes or hours. And it's easy for them to do this. And so here's the thing: it's kind of surprising, Eric, that they went after these big newspapers and only asked for about $100,000. That's really, in corporate America terms, that's chump change, that's lunch money, that's a rounding error. So, if that's a day's work for them to go after those guys, then they can assign their rookies 1,000 small businesses to go after $1,000 a piece, and they got the same deal overnight, right?
Exactly. What you have to remember is these hackers are smart. They want it to be a no-brainer. They want it to make economic sense, so that's why they go with the lower value. But the big thing is the media only covers the big story. Mm-hmm. I can tell you every single day I get calls from small businesses where they get hit with ransomware and the adversary wants them to pay $500 or $1,000.
Wow.
And for most small business owners, that's much better than going out of business. So they tend to pay that small amount. But what they don't realize is that's going to add up because they're going to have to keep paying it over and over and over unless they fix the problem.
Unless they change it. And if they knew how to change it, they would have already done it. So here's my question, though. The if they pay it, don't they often want it in some kind of cryptocurrency, which is usually the hardest thing for the small business owner to do because they're not usually dealing with cryptocurrency.
Exactly. And then here's the sad part. Is there's been a lot of cryptocurrency scams out there that are also targeting small business. So now you get hit with the ransomware, you have to pay in cryptocurrency because it's untraceable currency. You go really quick to try to find a cryptocurrency, and you click on a link, and then all of a sudden you get scammed by them. So it's sort of a double-edged sword that you have to be careful of. Make sure if you're going to pay the ransom, find a reputable cryptocurrency provider. And my recommendation is not sound crazy, but for small businesses, the probability of you getting hit with ransomware, unfortunately, is pretty high. So while you have some downtime on the weekend, I would actually research and set up a small account with a cryptocurrency provider. So this way, if you do get hit, at least you can respond and get your data back.
If you if they can lock up your data, does it mean they also have access to your data?
Yes, and they have access to your computer and your network and everything else. So technically, it's sort of an honor among thieves where they're claiming that they're not using your data for anything else. But once again, if they're able to encrypt it and hold it ransom, they could also copy it and be selling it.
That's exactly my point. Folks, the damage might not be the $1,000 you have to pay to get back online. The damage might be that while you're waiting, while they're waiting for their money, they're downloading your stuff, which means your strategies, your proposal strategies. They could be selling that to a competitor, or your how about your big business customers' data that you've been given access to? That they're using that. I mean, what are your customers going to say, Eric, when they find out that you've allowed a bad guy to roam around in your stuff, in their stuff?
Exactly. That's one of those things. If you're a Marriott, you could survive a massive data breach where 500 million records. But if you're a small business and you only have 40, 50 customers and they find out that you didn't protect their data and you put their bank accounts and their identity at risk, there's a good probability you could go out of business just by one event happening.
The money they ask you for, folks, could be the least of your problems. When we come back, Eric's going to teach us how to solve this, how to prevent it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.